It's your daily sports dump. And I'm your host, Joe Canale. Yes, hello, folks. It's me, your host, Joe Canale. This is your daily sports dump for today, March 25th, 2020. Just getting this in under the wire, East Coast, at least recording it under the wire. Not that anyone really cares that much about it, but I do a little bit. So, it's a little late, sorry. And actually, I don't think I'll be doing these evening editions again because there's really no reason for it. I could have done this about 30 other times today. So, with that said, let's get into it. We've got jokes for you. We've got our gambling update. There is some gambling out there for you sports gambling addicts. Might be your last chance for a while. We'll tell you about that. And I just want to make a little bit of an observation right now, which is that when all this is said and done, when we come out of this, I think the average sports fan is going to be much more well-versed in history. And I'll tell you why. Because the only thing we can watch right now is classic games from the past, and we may have heard the stories, but we didn't necessarily watch the game. So I think CBS will probably be showing more tournament games this weekend that people will check out. I know I did it last week. And it's an opportunity to educate the random fan who thinks they know more than they do. Now, that fan will still think they know a lot more than they do, but they will know more than they did. So at least that'll be an advantage there. So sports historians, well, I don't know if that's good or not for sports historians, actually, because then there'll be more people knowing sports. Maybe they'll have to be on their game a little more. Maybe they'll be more popular. Who can say? Not me, certainly. Also, just a reminder, we do not have a mock draft update today. However, we will be doing mock draft updates throughout the month of April. But I don't think we really need to do them until April unless something fantastic, like if Todd McShay drops a 7-round draft, mock draft, well, we'll have to tell you why you don't need to look at that. But if that doesn't happen, we'll just wait till April and then we'll start doing those again. Also, our baseball updates. I forgot about those because, well, you know, baseball came and went. Well, so we're going to start those all over again. And if you didn't listen to them before, well, they're not real informative in terms of updates and previews of this season. But that's okay because this season isn't starting right away, so it's all going to be different anyhow. There are some bits and pieces of history in those, so if you want to go back and listen to those, you can do that. Also, I think on Tuesdays we're going to be releasing an interview every Tuesday, if I have one. This past Tuesday was Pete Gross from The President Show, Second City, Veep, and the Friday before was Dan Bacadall, who's been in all those things except for Veep. No, he was in Veep, not The President Show. So go back and listen to those interviews. There's a bunch of those. Sarah Spain, David Sampson, former president of the Marlins, lots of stuff. But for right now, what we have is a gambling update. And not even a gambling update, just like some information that there's gambling out there. And jokes. Oh, man, I forgot about the jokes. Well, let's do the jokes, and then we'll do the gambling update. All right, let it roll. Here come the jokes. In the football, Bucks coach Bruce Arenas said Tom Brady still excelled at throwing the deep ball despite his age. Now, it's not Arenas, it's Arians. Come on, Quincy. All right, let's start this again. Bucks coach Bruce Arenas said Tom Brady still excelled at throwing the deep ball despite his age. Now, Arians said, I just read it twice the wrong way. Well, let's just keep going. Arians said that he can't compare to Jameis Winston, of course, whose passes regularly traveled 50-plus yards in both directions, throwing and being intercepted into the end zone the other way. Now, Brady has said he's going to have to adjust to Arians' new terminology because for the last 3 years, to him, a deep pass meant when the 5'9 white guy is just past the line of scrimmage instead of just behind it. Speaking of legendary quarterbacks, Joe Montana said that somebody made a mistake in letting Tom Brady leave New England. Now, when asked who he thought would most likely benefit the most from the quarterback leaving the only team he ever played for, Montana said, probably that sneaky son of a bitch Steve Young. Well, I guess some grudges just don't die. Steve Young started out in Tampa. Tom Brady going to end in Tampa. Speaking of Tampa, Nakamadan Su, one of my favorite players, signed a one-year deal to stay with the Buccaneers. Now, while Su is a good defensive tackle, Tampa largely made the move so that Tom Brady wouldn't feel like he's the biggest asshole on the team. Just for the record, folks, I changed this. Earlier it said, so Tom Brady would be used to playing with one of the biggest assholes in the world, referring to Bill Belichick. But I made an editorial decision to change that joke of Quincy's because I think Brady's the bigger asshole. So that's, you know, that's up for debate. And the owner of the Rockets furloughed 70% of his employees today. Very sad. Now, the move affected workers at his casinos, waiters at his restaurants, and two-thirds of NBA referees. Because James Harden gets a lot of calls, folks. All right, those were the jokes. I almost forgot to do them. I'm glad I didn't forget. I hope you are. But that means now it's time for our gambling, not even update, let's say gambling segment.
Cha-ching.
It's time to gamble. And since you can't go to Vegas right now, this may be your really only opportunity for any legal gambling.
Cough button.
Although I have seen people betting on marble races. So that's out there somewhere if you're looking for it. But this is actually gambling on a sport you're familiar with, football. The NFL draft is coming up on April 24th, I believe. Maybe. I believe that's what it is. April 24th. So the wagers are now on the draft. And I was going to make some jokes about potential, you know, crazy wagers. Well, it's hard to go past what they've already got going. When will Justin Haebert be drafted? Over 5.5? Under 5.5? When will Isaiah Simmons be drafted? Over 6.5? Under 6.5? I think you take the under on that one, first of all. But the point is, they've got a ton of these. When will Jeff Okuda be drafted? Jerry Jeudy? More ACC players or Big Ten players. That's not an exact one. But there's crazy draft picks bets that you can do. Total SEC players drafted in round one. Over 15, under 15. I mean, these are crazy. So I looked through this, and there's a bunch of nuts ones, but they all have to do with first running back, first lineman, more of these, more of those, more offensive players, more defensive players. It's all with the first round. I happen to think a much more interesting set of prop bets would be the first pick of the second round. Now, I'm sure they're going to do that after the first day of the draft because the first day of the draft is only the first round. But if you were to make an exact pick at like 1,000 to 1 odds, or probably less, let's say 100 to 1 odds on the first pick of the second round, that's a pretty tough pick to predict at this point. Also, first pick of the fourth round. The third day of the draft. So the second and third rounds of the draft are on the second day. If you can pick whoever's going to be the first guy left, I mean, that guy could already be gone by the time that draft pick comes up, and you already know you're not going to get it. And then finally, Mr. Irrelevant. Now, when people do a mock draft, they go all the way to the last pick, and they predict their Mr. Irrelevant. If you could accurately, exactly predict that player, You'd be better than Mel Kiper. So I think those are three picks that they are missing in these prop bets, three bets, rather, that they're missing. The first pick of the second round, the first pick of the fourth round, and Mr. Irrelevant. Also, things like, will the Patriots draft a quarterback might be a good kind of prop bet to put out there. That's not out there. So if you have a prop bet that isn't on the list, and you can find the prop bets for the NFL draft pretty easily, actually. Go to mybookie.com and they've got it. I think it's mybookie, or it's .ag, so that's some offshore thing or something. But you can find those easily. And if you listen to this and you're like, hey, why don't they have a prop bet that says this? How many times will Chris Berman go, rambling, tumbling, stumbling? Hopefully none, but I would actually take the over on that for some reason. So I think prop bets like that might be a little bit more interesting. And maybe as we get closer, we'll get stuff like that. But that's what I'd be looking for more if I were the degenerate gambler.
Cha-ching.
Which I am not. My degenerate stuff lies elsewhere. All right. I think that was plenty for such a late show tonight. Thank you for tuning in if you did. And again, go back and listen to some of the better episodes, perhaps. Also, I did a podcast with my friend Ike Barinholtz. It wasn't my podcast. I got in a podcast fight with my other friend, Andrew, and we both appeared on Andrew's podcast. He used me to get Ike onto his podcast, is my suspicion. Point being, you can look that up. It's the Piccolo Podcast, home podcast, and look that up if you want to listen to more of me with Ike Barinholtz. And hopefully I'll have him on the show in a little while. We've got some other good interviews we've already got in the can, such as Andrew Freed, producer and director of some episodes of shows like Cheer, and I believe he directed some of the episodes of Chef's Table, and of course the other Netflix documentary, what is it called? Last Chance U. And he also does a lot of those Goop shows of, what's her name? Gwyneth Paltrow. So we didn't talk much about Goop, but we talked about the other stuff. So that'll be coming up later this week or early next week. So look for that and subscribe on Sports Dump, sportsdump.com, not .gov, wife. Or you can go onto Twitter at Sports Dump Show and follow us. And we're going to be doing some live broadcasts once you're done binging all your shows. Then you're going to be crapped out of luck, and you're not going to get our inside jokes if you don't start watching soon. Also, if you start watching or subscribing now, you get grandfathered in so that if and when I eventually start asking for money, you can claim that you've been grandfathered in, depending on your income. Well, we will ask for 1040s later. Not 1040s. What are they called? Yeah, you're 1040. Great. All right, that's about it for today. Thank you. See you tomorrow, or talk to you at least. Have a good one. Wash your hands. Bye.